Metro Vancouverites have taken to social media to share scenes of commuter chaos caused by the winter's first significant snowfall. The snowfall started with some gentle flurries around 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 11, that developed into a considerable dusting of snow just over an hour later. Strong winds also began gusting across the region, blowing the fresh snowfall horizontally. It is some type of snowing in hashtag Vancouver ahead of the deep freeze hash McFlurries pic.twitter.com/Alekshisha. Alana Shepherd, Ukraine. At Alana Shepherd, January 11, 2024. Well, that escalated quickly. Gusty hashtag Arctic outflow wind with moderate snow and some drifting snow in hashtag Delta BC to the south of hashtag Vancouver hashtag BC 345p and now -5°C hashtag share your weather hashtag BCS now hashtag BC cold hashtag YVRWX hashtag BC storm hashtag BC wind pic.twitter.com/avgli4xr. Ryan Votalainen, Canada, Finland. At Ryan Votalainen, January 11, 2024. Vancouver Fire Rescue Services, VFRS, reported on X, formerly Twitter, that approximately 30 vehicles have crashed, warning drivers to avoid driving during inclement weather. Just after 3 p.m., Drive BC warned drivers to expect heavy delays, as a bus was blocking most of Highway 1. Connecting routes, including the Second Narrows Bridge, were also expected to be affected. Drive BC also advised commuters that it had to close the counterflow lane in the Massey Tunnel due to icy conditions, noting that many vehicles were struggling to maintain traction. Warning hashtag Massey Tunnel. We have had to close the southbound counterflow lane due to extremely slippery conditions. Traffic lights. Multiple vehicles were struggling to maintain traction, as the small amount of snow accumulation quickly froze into ice. At Main Road, LM crews are on the way to pic.twitter.com/4CertsV1. Drive BC. At Drive BC, January 12, 2024. TransLink posted an advisory around 4 p.m., advising customers of bus delays caused by the snowfall. It added that they should allow for extra travel time and bundle up. As of 5:15 p.m., the Transportation Authority has over 200 bus alerts posted on its advisories page. While many of them are due to mechanical issues or planned construction, several others are caused by inclement weather or motor vehicle accidents. The bus strike also remains in effect. TransLink says that its operations are unaffected, but CUPE 4500, the striking workers' union that is comprised of transit supervisors, says service will be affected, resulting in more buses being pulled from service during the poor conditions. TransLink spokesperson Dan Mountain told VIA that there aren't any major impacts on SkyTrain, CBus, or West Coast Express due to weather. Heavy snow buildup in northern Burnaby caused some emergency braking on the Millennium Line in the late afternoon, but the situation improved as the snowfall let up. Trains are now running an anti-ice solution on the power rails to prevent buildup, he added. Bus service is changing by the minute as road conditions have gotten icy, and a number of bus routes are delayed due to road conditions. The best advice we have is for customers to build extra time in their commute and to check their specific routes. Customers can plan their commute by using Trip Planner and stay up to date by signing up for transit alerts, following TransLink on X, Twitter. At TransLink, or calling customer service at 604-953-3333. Locals share videos of wintry commutes. Frustrated locals have shared videos and photos that show buses stuck in the wintry conditions, while others have remarked that they are stuck in long waits. This is North Van as of 40 minutes ago, yet my son has been stranded main mountain highway area for the past hour. No westbound buses running. We've had 1 centimeter of snow and your service is crippled. Absolute joke. pic.twitter.com/hrbvubcmcs. J. Spicer Rat, at BBLPWSTLR, January 12, 2024. Vancouver is wintering just like it always does. Hashtag snow hashtag BC storm pic.twitter.com/jetjum7j7f. Jeremy Hunka. At Jeremy Hunka. January 11, 2024. And so it begins. Hashtag BC storm hashtag North von pic.twitter.com/EJMG8Gukoff. Jackie. At Jack Patton. January 11, 2024. Some people are questioning how a modest amount of snowfall could result in extended waits. One person asked why the heat wasn't working on a bus during the cold weather. But you guys had ample notice that the weather is coming up and winter tires installed. So it should be all good? She da da, at Presidentexipu, January 12, 2024. Mount favorite part of this, is being on a 501 bus that doesn't even have the heat running. Dustin Lehman, at Lehman 011, January 12, 2024. An Arctic outflow warning has been issued in the Metro Vancouver weather forecast as strong winds gusting up to 60 km per hour are expected to make sub-zero temperatures feel as cold as minus 20 C overnight. Flurries are also possible across the region in places at sea level. Find out everything you need to know about travel during the cold weather event in BC and beyond. With files from Nick Labba.